This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Have some fun
on a Thursday. And in case you thought last night was the only night we were going to bring up secret mafia gambling dens, you are sorely mistaken. We have that tonight. We have this, the Trump affidavit. They're going to release it in the interest of transparency, but they're just going to redact every single thing that matters in there. The game continues. I hope you can see the game. We'll discuss that here in a second. We have another hate crime. Another hate crime committed against Trump supporters in New York. There is a hilarious video of the New Jersey councilwoman doing a hit and run on the guy on a bicycle. Don't worry, he's fine. I'll explain why that's hilarious in a minute. Brian Stelter got the can at CNN. That's kind of funny. We'll talk about that. And Elon Musk, kind of still a loser. All that and more still to come tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. I do want to begin here, though, because this is the theme. Oh, and by the way, I realize it's an Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday because I have to be out tomorrow. James T will be here, and I have a ton of those questions. They're all over the map. It'll be a blast. All right, before we get to any of that, we need to have a discussion. Something we have talked about before. This is going to be a consistent theme on the show. And it is because I find taking a step back from things and trying to give myself more perspective on things helps me understand the news of the day more. Because what happens every single day? Same thing happens to me that happens to you. What happens? You wake up in the morning, probably roll over, grab your phone as you're sitting there waking up, or something like this. Then you start browsing through the news. So see what the headline is. Did anyone important die? Is there a new scandal? Is there I do the same thing. Believe me, I'm still digesting my Red Lobster from the night before. I do the same thing. But the stories always change. The themes, however, do not. Because when you understand that you are dealing with a system now, a media, Democrat Party, administrative state, entertainment, education, all working together to attack you, then the stories make so much more sense. You see, very rarely does a story come out now that shocks and outrages me. Now, I get mad. It's like you get mad. I get mad. But I'm never shocked because I understand two things. The first, you're going to roll your eyes. But if you really do understand this, it will help you understand every story. The three things all your cultural leaders have in common. You already know what they are. No love of country. Oftentimes they hate it. No connection to the real world. They have no idea how you live. And they believe they should rule as kings and queens. All right, set that aside. Understand that, and it'll help you understand everything else. But you also have to understand this. As the world has changed in the Western countries, the free countries have gotten older and gotten staler and gotten more and more corrupt, as the United States of America has done. The people are increasingly dissatisfied with their governments. Okay, so that's a fact. Then remember, this expands way beyond America. This is really the West. This is something that's going on in the West, but we'll focus on America for now. The people are dissatisfied with the government. Well, government really only understands force and hurting people and killing people. That's really all the government is good at. It pretty much sucks at almost everything else. The government kills people. What you have to understand for the West and for America, and it will help you get so much of what's going on. Every new story, there'll be a new story tomorrow morning. I don't see coming and you don't see coming. But if you understand this simple concept, it will help you make sense of it. The leaders of Western governments, including America, believe the chief enemy is their own citizens. They do not concern themselves with China, Iran, Russia. They don't concern themselves with radical jihadism. They don't concern themselves with these things. They concern themselves with you. Every single thing you see happening across the spectrum, from the education to the FBI to everything, it's all about attacking you. Everything is about making you an enemy of the state with the purpose of using the state power against you. And what is state power? Violence and murder. You're dealing with religious zealots. And in their eyes, what have religious zealots always done throughout history to heretics? What have they done? They kill them. And look, this is not unique to one religion. Maybe right now, oh, that's what the Muslims do, brother. That's what they all do throughout history. Jews have done it. The zealots in Israel, when they weren't stabbing Romans to death, they were stabbing rabbis to death. Christians have done it too. Catholics have done it too. You're a heretic. Burn. Religious zealots burn heretics. The communists want the freedom to hurt or kill you. Well, what do they need for that? What you really need is the state, because they don't want to kill one of you. They want to kill all of you if need be. If need be, they want to be done with the freedom to kill all of you. What's the best way to do that? If I wanted to murder, if I looked out across the ocean right now and let's say I wanted to go to war with Australia. I don't know why I'd go to war with Australia, but let's say I did. And I, gosh, you know what? We need to go kill all those Australians. Okay. I don't know how much ammo you have. I don't have near enough. What would be the easiest way if I wanted to kill all the Australians? What would be the easiest mechanism to do that? Hey, government. Would you mind killing all the Australians for me? That would be the easiest way. Understand, everything you see now is about turning you, into an enemy of the state. That's why you will hear endlessly now, and this will pop up in your head. You'll hear endlessly how you're the what? Enemy of democracy. Democracy. Democracy itself is this is about saving democracy. All about that democracy.
It's incendiary rhetoric, and it has consequences.
That tells you a lot about the state of the Republican Party in this country right now, and how extreme and how devoted to Donald Trump it is. I do think the American people are going to have to fight for their democracy, stand up for their democracy, and make it clear where they are in the choice between the kind of extremism that the MAGA wing of the Republican Party represents and the alternatives about a constitutional system of government where not the rule of the mob, but the rule of law decides questions in our country.
Maybe you're sitting there saying to yourself, okay, Jesse, well, that's one newscaster, and that second guy you heard there was Ron Klain, Biden's chief of staff. Okay, that's one thing. Yeah, all right, here's the ATF director.
I think the first thing we need to do is to be honest about the fact that we have a problem. But I will tell you, it's gotten more bold, more brazen, and more violent. For too long, I think it was too easy for us to write off some of the rhetoric that was going on as kind of harmless, crazy rhetoric, right until it wasn't harmless anymore.
Okay, that's the ATF. Here's courtesy of Project Veritas. This is DHS. Here's what they're doing.
This document, dated August 12th, refers to a heightened threat from what the Department of Homeland Security calls DVEs, or domestic violent extremists, quote, motivated by a range of ideologies who have grievances against a variety of targets, including law enforcement. Domestic violent extremists are referred to in one of these paragraphs as, quote, many of these threats include references to the perception that the 2020 presidential election was fraudulent and other claims of government overreach. The 2022 midterms in this document are also highlighted as a potential, quote, flashpoint for this violent extremism.
Violent extremism. But it's way, way more than just what you think. It's not only the FBI, ATF, DHS. It's not just the White House. It's morphed into all parts of the system, and it's important we understand how pervasive this is. Every part of our system, your kid's college professor, the people who make your movies, your athletes. They're all in on the game. What is the game? You. You're an enemy of the state. And what is the point of making you an enemy of the state? So they can hurt you or kill you, heretic. You thought the ATF and FBI was the extent of it? Oh, you'd be sorely mistaken. I've got another great, shocking example for you next. And then we'd have to talk about the New York mob gambling parlors again. I'm sorry. I love it, but you also need to go buy a hero gun so you can defend yourself. And look, you know about hero gun. I talk to you about that a lot. Just give me a second and tell you about the Hero Arrow. It's my new favorite. It's not shaped kind of like a gun, like the Hero non-lethal gun is. It's shaped more like a TV remote control. Smaller, goes right in your pocket, purse, whatever you have, glove compartment. It shoots, instead of the pepper balls like the Hero gun, it shoots a double barrel blast of the pepper pavo gel out there to save your life. It even has an ear-piercing siren on it. That alone might save your life. Don't need a concealed carry permit. It's non-lethal. Works as a great supplement to your carry weapon, or maybe it's all you carry. But have something in your physical possession that can stop a violent man. Go to hero2020.com and use the code Jesse. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. State restrictions may apply. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I'm going to get to the question soon, and I can't. Chris, we have to get the video up of the New Jersey councilwoman, Amy DeGise or DeGise, mowing somebody down with her car. It's pants wedding funny. Look, the guy's fine. Okay, I'm not laughing at anyone's pain. The guy's fine. I'll explain why it's hilarious. We have to get that up on social media, Chris. We have to. All right. But I need to look. Let's get to this quick email before we get back to a shocking example of them turning you into enemy of the state. Jesse, well, hold on, pause. You remember last night, the Bonanno family and Genovese family, they got busted in New York running secret gambling parlors out behind hidden doors in bakeries and stuff. And I told you I wanted to go. This guy says, Jesse, your enthusiasm about wanting to go to that bakery where the mob was gambling reminded me of a story. My buddy and I, both Irish and pale, met some ladies one night in a Boston bar. Shout out to the great WRKO, also a great station. The ladies were Italian with jet black hair. You know, people forget, Chris, people forget, obviously the focus is always on New York with the mafia families, and that's understandable so, because really the whole country, all the other Italian mafia families, they're all kind of satellites of the five families of New York. So New York is where you really do need to focus on it. But I think people forget about Boston and Philly. And no one forgets about Chicago because of Al Capone. They forget about Mickey Cohn initially getting the mafia going in L.A. People forget how... Anyway, I'm not going to get distracted. Anyway, the guy goes, the ladies were Italian with jet black hair. Oh, buddy, I know. Those Italian women, I know. The lights come on at 2 a.m. and the ladies say to us, you guys are cool, right? We say, of course. Next thing you know, we're in an alley in the North End, walking up to a door with a guy in a black leather jacket. I want to walk up to that door, Chris. What? We walk in with the girls to a place that looked like a scene out of The Sopranos. All the guys were in three-quarter black leather jackets, and the ladies were wearing those black leather boots. It was an after-hours bar casino with no windows. He said we didn't die and stumbled out around 9 a.m. to be 22 and stupid again. He said, don't use my name on this one. The place was burnt to the ground 2 weeks after we went there. Had nothing to do with that, just to be clear. Keep slaying the commies, brother. Yeah, that's called an insurance job. That's what that's called. All right, back to this. Back to the system making you an enemy of the state. It's more than the FBI, more than the ATF. It's the Customs and Border Patrol. What? You see, it's every part of the system. Every part of the system. I'm going to read you something. This is real. The commissioner of the U.S. Customs and Border Protections sent this out to his staff. Breitbart, I want to make sure I give them credit. Breitbart is the one who got a hold of it. But Customs and Border Protection, why would they be worried about turning you into a domestic terrorist? Well, here it is verbatim. Quote, some domestic violent extremists have expressed grievances related to the false perception that the U.S. government is not working to maintain security along the U.S.-Mexico border, and there remains increased risk of domestic violent extremists relying on those grievances to justify violence against law enforcement officials involved in the enforcement of border security. I tell you about them making you into an enemy of the state, one, because it will help you understand so many things you see, from the hiring of IRS agents to the raiding of Mar-a-Lago, but I also want you to understand it's everywhere. Every part of the system. It's more than the administrative state. It's more than the Democratic Party. It's more than your kid's crazy nutball communist college professor. Every part of the system believes you are a domestic terrorist and you have to be taken care of at any cost. I don't expect you to know who Sam Harris is. He's a movie guy. It doesn't matter. But I want you to listen to this. And actually, I applaud the man for the open honesty. Now, it doesn't matter that you don't know who Sam Harris is. Maybe you do. But it is important you understand when you hear this person's voice and his get Trump and his people at any cost attitude, the FBI shares these views. Your kid's college professor shares these views. That professional athlete you watch on Sundays, I love the Giants, he shares these views. Sam Harris speaks for a lot of people in this country.
I mean, Hunter Biden, at that point, Hunter Biden literally could have had the corpses of children in his basement. I would not have cared, right? It's like, there's nothing. First of all, it's Hunter Biden, right? It's not Joe Biden, but even if whatever scope of Joe Biden's corruption is, like if we could just go down that rabbit hole endlessly and understand that he's getting kickbacks from Hunter Biden's deals in Ukraine or wherever else, right, or China, it is infinitesimal compared to the corruption we know Trump is involved in. It's like a firefly to the sun, right? I mean, like there's just. It doesn't even stack up against Trump University, right? Trump University as a story is worse than anything that could be in Hunter Biden's laptop, in my view, right? Now, that doesn't answer the people who say it's still completely unfair.
Just want to step in here really quickly. The things on Hunter Biden's laptop, they reveal not Hunter Biden, but the president of the United States of America to be linked financially with the corrupt Communist Party of China. So as they constantly bring up Hunter Biden's laptop and dismiss it as if it's nothing, realize that Hunter Biden's laptop, it's not dirty pictures with ladies of the night and some booger sugar. Hunter Biden's laptop revealed the president of the United States of America to be fully compromised by our number one geopolitical foe.
To not have looked at the laptop in a timely way and to have shut down the New York Post's Twitter account. Like that's a left-wing conspiracy to deny the presidency to Donald Trump. Absolutely it was. Absolutely. Right. But I think it was warranted. Right. And again.
He acknowledges a vast left-wing conspiracy to get rid of Trump, and he thinks it was warranted. As I have said 1,000 times before, even if you think Trump is the Antichrist, the efforts to get Trump at any cost have done more to end the United States of America than even the Antichrist could actually have done. These people have decided that it is worth anything and everything to get rid of them, and that's why we are where we are, and that's why they're trying to make you into an enemy of the state. All right. We're going to get off of that now for a few because we have to bring up yet another mafia gambling story and a New Jersey congresswoman. The video is so good. You got to make sure you find the video before I come back. All right. It's already on social media, on Instagram and Twitter at Jesse Kelly Show. Go look at the video and then we'll talk. Hang on. The J Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Man, it's going to be so much fun. All right. Look, there's no guests, no calls tonight. I took calls two nights this week. That's probably one or two nights too many. That definitely isn't coming back till next week. You're just going to have to live with that. But more to the gambling stories. Remember, if you have access to a secret mafia-run gambling den, what, Chris? It's fine. I would like to know about it. I'm not saying I'm going to go, but if you also have the password to get in, that would be cool. Jesse, I grew up in a mafia-controlled gambling rackets neighborhood run by one of the crime families in New York. We had social clubs back in those days that were sort of like a storefront place with blackened windows and a password at the door if they didn't know you. Gosh, I wonder what the passwords were. I bet you they were cool. You know, like pepperoni pizza or something like what, Chris? Anyway, the Goombas... Hey, that's my word, or that's his word, not mine. That's his word, not mine. Goomba is what he said. I don't know. I don't think it's a nice word for Italian guys, or is it a nice word? Or mafia guys? No, Goomba, G-O-O-M-B-A-S. Chris, there's a Jewish mob, too. Could you look that up? Surely you have some connection here. All right, anyway. The Goombas used to come over from the city to Long Island to the clubs, and they would play cards from Friday afternoon until Monday morning. My father was a dealer there at the weekends. Gosh, that's awesome. He used to bring home canfuls of crumpled cash, and he would let my mother take a handful. That's so cool. He said, your broadcast brought back a lot of memories, and don't ever think there's no mafia because they've been around since the time of the Roman Express. As I can say his name is Joe, the homeless veteran. Joe, remember, if you need help, you can reach out to us, buddy. That's one. Two. No, look, when it comes to organized crime, obviously I know it's terrible. I'm not poo-pooing that. I understand. It's certainly not victimless. It's horrible. It's still fascinating, though. And there will always be, and always has been, some form of organized crime with every different... I mean, it's sold as an Italian thing here in America, but there really was, and I'm sure probably still is, a gigantic Jewish organized crime racket. We know about the cartels, how they operate here. We don't, I mean, there's just, it's not something that's unique to one race or religion. It's just, as long as there are things people want that the government doesn't allow them to have, there are going to be criminals who want to provide that something for them. It's the nature of man. It's ugly, but it's the nature of man. All right, I have to get into this just because it makes me laugh. And then we're going to get into Ask Dr. Jesse questions. And boy, the Ask Dr. Jesse questions are all over the map. Somebody wants to know if the FBI is going to assassinate somebody. Wants to know how I got in the Marines. Someone wants to know about squatting toilets. And I have many thoughts, but I want to get to this. New Jersey, it's Jersey City, actually. But New Jersey Councilwoman Amy DeGuise, I don't know how to say her name. She decided she's not going to resign. And they say after she allegedly hit a bicyclist. Now, I'm going to reinforce this again. We have the videotape up on the show's social media accounts, Jesse Kelly Show Twitter, Jesse Kelly Show Instagram. And once I found out the guy was okay, I'll be honest, I could not stop laughing. It's because of how the video looks. And if you're looking at it right now or you've watched it already, you will understand what I mean. If you haven't or you're not in a place to, maybe you're out driving a truck or something like that, allow me to explain. There is a cyclist, and we all know cyclists are the bane of our existence, so let's just be honest. I'm rooting for the councilwoman here, but there is a cyclist, and really, like all cyclists, he believes that the rules of the road don't actually apply to him. In fact, he believes that being on those two wheels with the little ching, 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 ching bell on the top, he believes that means the rules are whatever he wants them to be. So he sees a light, and it looks to be orange or red. I couldn't really tell. Chris says it's red. It looks to be red. And he just cruises right on through the red light. But that's not the funny part, okay? That's the part that annoys everybody. They do this crap all the time. And I should pause and say this. I understand that's part of living in the cities, is running red lights. You walk on red lights when you shouldn't walk and whatnot. But there were cars. All right, anyway, the guy just ding, ding, cruises his bicycle through the old red light. And in comes old Councilwoman Amy. She comes from his right. You can see in the video, he's riding kind of towards you in the video. and she comes from his right. And by the grace of God, she didn't hit him, right? She missed his legs. She hit the back end of the bike, but she hits him from the side. She hits the back tire from the side. But that's not the funniest thing either. The funniest thing is she mows this guy down. And I mean mows this freaking guy down. He gets wiped out, falls off the bike. Now, he gets up dazed and gets off. He said he had some bruising and stuff. He really was fine. He walks it off. So that's part of the reason it's funny. The funniest part is this. She didn't even slow down. And when I say didn't slow down, I want you to understand, it's not like, hey, she was looking at her phone and didn't realize he was there and hit him and didn't slow down before she hit him. After she hits him, and it had to be loud inside that car to hit a bike. After she hits him, and you can see this in the video, she wipes him out, and you can tell, forget about the brakes. She doesn't let off the gas. If anything, she punches that bad boy. The casualness of it is so funny. And she didn't even bother calling the cops for hours later, and she's not resigning. And let's be frank here, it's New Jersey. She probably is going to end up being just fine. New Jersey, look, New Jersey prefers their politicians a little rough around the edges. That's just kind of, New Jersey's rough around the edges. That's the way it is. I don't have to tell you that. That's New Jersey. But the casualness of how she just mows through this guy, it's so funny to me. I mean, granted, I'm not the one that got wiped out. And I will admit, look, I try to admit my biases. Do I not try to be honest? I will admit my biases. My hatred of the cyclist thing probably makes this funnier to me than it should be. And it's not that I'm against people going out and exercising and riding bicycles, but so many times I have lived in areas where they do these big races or big group events, and it honestly floors me how it's legal, how you can just gather a group of 50 or 100 bikers and you all can just line up side by side in a road and ride your bike at 17 miles an hour down a 45 mile per hour speed limit thing and think that that's okay. That's not okay. Go cycle somewhere else. You're screwing up traffic for everybody. What, Chris? Chris said he ran the red light. Look, to be honest, if we're going to get serious about this here, I just thought the whole thing was kind of funny. If we're going to get serious about the whole thing, if I'm on a bicycle, I'd be a whole lot more aware of the lights than that guy currently was. He actually should send her a thank you card, because I bet you he'll be more aware the next time. I bet you he knows something now. I bet you he knows this.
You know, freedom is not free.
I bet he does, Chris. All right, quit. Someone has a question, and it's a... And this is one of those questions that may save your life. It may change your life. And I will answer this question in just a moment. But allow me to change your feet first, because MyPillow has a deal. You know about my slippers. I've been telling you about my slippers for a very, very, very long time. They are glorious. And one of the best things about the my slippers, I should point out, is you can wear them inside and out. I don't have to take mine off to take out the trash or something like that. And they just last forever. They never wear down. But they also have slides, and they also have sandals. And they have a huge screaming deal on all their footwear now. You have to go to MyPillow.com. You have to use the promo code Jesse. And you can get these things for as low as $29.98. On a personal note, just me personally, try the moccasins. I love their moccasins. They're the most comfortable thing I've ever put on my feet. But that's just a personal note. You get what you want. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or you can call. If you're on the road, that's fine. Just call 800-845-0544. Call today.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Chris, we have to have some mafia guys listening to 710 WOR in New York that can get us into a mafia gambling club, right? Would you come in? There's still, You would. I know. Michael, you'd come in, right? Of course. Look, we'll wear leather. We'll wear black leather and slick back our hair. Although I don't have enough hair anymore to slick it back. Oh, I know what I'll do. Michael has a huge head of lettuce, and so do you. You guys have to put all kinds of gel in there and slick it back. No, here's what I'll do. I'll wear one of those brimmed caps like they did back in the old day. What, Chris? I would look like a bouncer. Oh, that's a good... I'll stand by Tony at the door. Sorry, ma'am. That's awesome. Gosh, I can't wait for this. All right, enough. Focus, Chris. We have an Ask Dr. Jesse question. Remember, it's Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday because I won't be here tomorrow. We have an Ask Dr. Jesse question that should probably be addressed. We're going to get to Brian Stelter leaving CNN, and we're going to make fun of that. And I'm going to talk about this hate crime, once again, against the Trump supporter. I'll talk about that in a second. But first, someone has a question. What do you think about sitting versus squatting toilets? Guy says I can use his name. His name is Steven. I will never forget, ever, when I first walked into my first foreign toilet and I looked down and it was just, it was porcelain, but it was a porcelain hole in the ground. And I remember walking out and I remember asking my platoon sergeant, what am I supposed to do with this? And he said, you squat down. I said, I'm 6'8". You expect me to squat down like some kind of praying mantis and do this thing? So look, I understand there's all kinds of talk out there about this being the most efficient way to take care of your business. I will not be participating in the squatty potty anytime soon. What, Chris? Did I never do it? I have had to do it. I've had to do it in the field before. I've had to do it camping. Do you hold on to something? Oh, yeah, you hold on to something, but you absolutely hold on to something or else you're going to end up a mess. Yeah, a big old mess. Oh, man, I've got some stories. I'm not going to tell any of those stories right now. I want to do something else first because we were talking about the beginning about they're making you an enemy of the state. Me, an enemy of the state. I'm going to play these sound cuts again for you really quickly because I think it's important to understand what we're seeing here.
I think the first thing we need to do.
Just a heads up, this is the director of the ATF.
I think the first thing we need to do is to be honest about the fact that we have a problem. But I will tell you, it's gotten more bold, more brazen, and more violent. For too long, I think it was too easy for us to write off some of the rhetoric that was going on as kind of harmless, crazy rhetoric, right until it wasn't harmless anymore.
Harmless, crazy rhetoric. Headline, I'm going to kill you. Third suspect arrested for alleged hate crime. Grandmother says she was attacked for being a white Trump supporter. This is courtesy of The Blaze. A New York City teenager accused of attacking a 57-year-old grandmother on a bus. By the way, quick pause here. A New York City teenager? She's 19 years old. Why is it every time a black person who's 18 or 19 in this country assaults somebody, they're always listed as a teenager? That's an adult woman. That's an adult black woman. We're allowed to say that about everyone else. Why are we not allowed to say that about black people? We can have honest discussions about race without ever being hateful. Open discussions are the opposite of hateful. Remember, anyway. Janaya Williams, 19, was arrested in Coney Island, charged with assault. The other two suspects were 15 and 16, and yeah, they pummeled a 57-year-old grandma for being a Trump supporter. I bring this up because it's not just that the system is trying to turn you into an enemy of the state because you want a secure border. Because you don't want IRS agents kicking down your door. Because you want secure elections. Because it's not just that. It's that we have had what is now 6 years. 6 years of Trump supporters being assaulted and in some cases murdered across the United States of America. And no one at the ATF is looking into it. No one at the FBI is looking into it. Remember, the FBI has been asked. They admitted they're not even looking into Antifa, Black Lives Matter, They're not even looking into it. And there's a term, we're going to get familiar with it. All right, you ready for this term? The term is stochastic terrorism. I'm going to say it again. I know it's a big college boy nerd word, but it is what we're going through right now, so we're going to learn it. Stochastic terrorism. Here's how you spell it. Sierra Tango Oscar Charlie Hotel Alpha Sierra Tango India Charlie. Gosh, Chris, S-T-O-C-H-A-S-T-I-C. Learn the phonetic alphabet. Anyway, why does this matter? What's the definition of it? The public demonization of a person or group resulting in the incitement of a violent act which is statistically probable but whose specifics cannot be predicted. You see, without end, they run to the cameras over and over and over and over and over again, and they say things like
this. It's very extreme. It's extremist rhetoric. It's incendiary rhetoric, and it has consequences.
That tells you a lot about the state of the Republican Party in this country right now, and how extreme and how devoted to Donald Trump it is. And so I do think the American people are going to have to fight for their democracy, stand up for their democracy, and make it clear where they are in the choice between the kind of extremism that the MAGA wing of the Republican Party represents and the alternatives about a constitutional system of government where not the rule of the mob, but the rule of law decides questions in our country.
They say things like that, and then a 57-year-old grandmother gets on a bus in New York City, and three black teenage girls get on the bus and promptly pummel her. Was it because of that newscast they did that? Oh, I don't know. You don't know. We'll never know. But I do know when every athlete tells you, they're extremists, they're the enemy of America. Every entertainer, they're the extremists, the enemy of America. Every newscast, every Democrat politician, every professor out there, they're Nazis, enemy of democracy, they're racist. Eventually, you have created a guarantee for violence. Remember the name Daryl Brooks? Maybe you don't. That was the racist, violent black nationalist who got in his SUV and mowed down over 60 white people at a parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin, and he did it after two or three days of the media saying the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict was white supremacy. You speak that way at the top, the violent bottom feeders at the bottom act on it. Stochastic terrorism. You're in the middle of it here in the United States of America. Oh, so with that feel-good story, somebody wants to know how I got in the Marines when I'm too tall. That's a very, very, very fair question. And speaking of mafia, they want to know if the mob killed Kennedy. What do I believe on that? And they want to know, do I think the FBI is going to kill somebody? All that and much more. Many light and fluffy topics still to come as we continue.
We're changing people's lives.
Here on the Jesse Kelly Show. What else will change your life is actually having clean air inside of your home. It is life-changing. We have been to the doctor less over the last year than we have at any point in time since we have been married with kids. Now, I don't know what the reasons are for that. Maybe we're eating better, but I do know this. My three Eden Pure Thunderstorms, they are constantly cleaning the viruses and mold out of my air. How old is your home? That vent that's blowing air conditioning into your apartment right now, how old is it? How much mold is in that air? Do you even know? How about an Eden Pure Thunderstorm or three of them to clean your air for you? Go to EdenPureDeals.com. The code Jesse3, Jesse and the number 3, get you a 3-pack for $200 off.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.